Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, So Bountifully Without Sadness.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, He scatters abroad, He gives to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. The one who supplied seed for the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The word of the Lord. Not one of us wants to hear one more piece of bad news. We are all tired of conflicts and war around the globe, of deep polarization, lies and scandals in politics, of rampant violence, racial hatred, economic disparities, of environmental injustices, natural disasters, even of polarization and scandals in our church. People everywhere are both weary and wary, even of each other, of neighbors, in a culture of them and us, who's in and who's out. So the list could go on. For me, today's first reading from 2 Corinthians comes as balm to my soul, a wonderful reminder, lest I forget, a reminder of the magnanimity of God. Words and phrases like bountiful, cheerful, abundance, multiplication of seeds, increase in harvest, all convey a spirit of generosity, of open-heartedness, of hope. The scriptures simply bring us back to the very foundations of our faith. This is what we claim to believe. We believe in a love that is so much greater than any and all divisions, sadness, and suffering, as St. Lawrence, the martyr whose feast we celebrate today, shows us, a love that is a person, who in the Gospel today, a selection from John, says, Where I am, there also will my servant be, and the Father will honor whoever serves me. The responsorial Psalm 2 sings that anyone who is gracious and who lends and is just is ever remembered by God. Whenever we followers of Jesus are feeling overwhelmed or our thinking is confused, we know we can trust in the inexhaustible bounty of that God who remembers us. Fear prevails in so many areas of life in today's society. It stems from and thrives in a kind of tight, narrow, small view of reality, of people, even of God. We're inclined to sow sparingly, fearing that to sow bountifully might leave us somehow impoverished. When we are scared of things or of people, we are scarce in our giving, especially of ourselves. God's giving is not scarce. And as Paul tells us today, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. So let's savor this reminder. Be consoled and inspired by it, renewed in spirit, to give of ourselves freely, no matter the feelings of impasse or grief or fear, knowing that our magnanimous God will supply and multiply all the seeds that we will cheerfully sow, unlocking once again the transforming power of hope.